Doan, James Doan.
Where is 006.9 now?
He's on a mission, sir.
Do you expect me to talk?
An excellent plan, Mr. Doan. Look out, James!
Let me try and enlarge your vocabulary.
Oh, hey, my drink!
The biggest counterfeiter of actual money is the United States government.
Choose your next witticism carefully.
I want to be covered in drugs.
One day we must invent a faster working venom.
Yeah!
They cannot counterfeit gold.
The only gold I know about is the kind you wear.
Every law is backed by bullets.
Bullets do not give. It is the finger that pulls the trigger.
Exactly.
Doom, I like that.
Is it? Are we back?
We're back.
It's the Jimmy Doan Show, and what is the date of today anyway? The 24th?
May 24th.
So this will probably be, more than likely, this will be the last show of the month, right? But it's great fun. We have lots to talk about.
I love that intro. That's a classic.
Oh, it's a classic intro. So we're with the Jack Rhodes Show.
Jack Rhodes Show.
Counselor Curtis may call in.
He's going to call in. He's on the road.
Probably on part two. He's over.
He's on location.
He's on location at the Libertarian Convention in Denver.
That's right. Yeah, he's actually a delegate.
Yeah. He's a delegate.
They nominated him. He got accepted as a delegate, right?
He is. Yeah, he is a delegate, mm-hmm. And he's out there delegating.
Is he a super delegate?
No, I don't think so. I think that all of them are super delegates. Anyway, that'll be interesting to see. And he's supposed to call in here, so that'll be probably in the part two of the show. And our erstwhile master mixer is here.
Hey, what's up?
Mix Master Eric.
That's great.
DJ Eric.
I want to say hello to a few people. This is Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
For those outside the United States, we don't get no mail on Monday.
We got lots of email, though, in the last...
No, we did get quite a bit. We got Angie again from Angie with no... She's decided no last
name. No last name.
I love it. Up in...
Fargo.
Up in Fargo, yeah.
Angie, definitely not my real name.
Yeah, that's right. Definitely not my name. And Jason, I did look at his stuff, and that was great. It was fire.org he wanted me to look at, and I looked at...
Fire.org.
Something like that, yeah. And Will has called in. I sent him some stuff back. Will wanted it. He called in. He was mentioning about our... the big deal about the sting operation, which, there, by the way, they did it again.
Did they really?
Yeah, they did it on I-75 this time. And, of course, Kyle is back from New Zealand. God love you, Kyle.
Hey, Wilson, does
I don't know. Kyle must be talking to a lot of his buddies. I was looking through the list here, and we got like a dozen hits, brand new hits from Auckland. So apparently Kyle has all
down under,
that's right, has all his buddies going out there. But this is becoming more international than it used to be before. Although, interestingly enough, when people do the searches, they apparently search on images. And for some reason, our name comes up with prostitutes in Pakistan or something. Images of. And I'm not sure why. I went back through just for laughs to see if it was true, and I couldn't find us.
Right.
So I don't know how anybody else is. But
no, I don't know either. It's freaky.
It is freaky. But at any rate, most of the time people come in through bumper sticker libertarian podcast or just the, the Jimmy Doan Show, which is great. And we appreciate it. This
Jimmy
is good.
Doan
so we're going to actually make some money out of this someday. Now, tomorrow is a big day.
Yeah, Sunday. Indianapolis 500.
No, even more important than that.
It's Sunday.
It's Sunday. Tomorrow's the 25th.
We don't have to work on Monday, Sunday?
That's part of it. But the big deal, really big deal.
Uh-huh. Barbecue at my house.
That's true. But we have a barbecue someplace anyway. But the big deal tomorrow, by the time this is posted, we will know more about it. The Mars landing. The Mars landing. To me, that is the big deal. They're supposed to land up there near the North Pole and find out if there's actual water up there.
Cool.
Oh, no, this is a big deal. I mean, that's...
Do they have a camera on the nose of the thing so we can watch it sent coming in?
Bam! Yeah, well, no, I don't know about that part, but it is... I don't know if they put a death ray on it. I don't think so.
What's the name of this rover?
I don't know what it is. It's not a rover
Phoenix.
This time. Is it Phoenix? That's right. It is Phoenix. Exactly right. But it's not a rover. It's not one of the cheap ones, apparently. This is an expensive one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not coming down the way the other one did. You know, the other one, they put it up in like a big couple of balloons, you know, and bounced it all over
the place.
Well,
yeah, it came screaming in the Martian atmosphere, which is pretty thin. It's like thinner than Everest, the top of Everest.
It's the pressure. I didn't realize this, but the The atmospheric pressure on the surface of Mars is 1/100th of the United of.
So what's it?
And they are like, you know, 0.34 pounds.
No, we're 14.7.
I mean 14.7. What's this rover costing per second?
I don't know. Nobody asks that question. You know, let me. It's cheaper than Iraq. That's all I know. It's
like 12 billion a month for Iraq or something.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, they could send a dozen of these things up.
Oh,
there for
they
that,
could. They
yeah.
could. We could populate Mars.
Yeah, as well we should. With the Martians, what would that look like? The genetic modification?
No,
we're working on it.
The spear and the opportunity came in. They threw out a drogue chute, and then when it got close, they fired some retro rockets. But then when it got really close to the ground, they inflated a bunch of airbags. And let this thing just kind of drop, and then had some way to unfold to where it would be right side up all the time. And so, but this one actually, I think, is retro. It's a drug shoot, but I think it's retro rockets all the way to the ground.
I think it is too. And of course, the thing is, it's I don't know how far away it is, but it's at least 22 million because that's as close as it ever gets. So it's anywhere from 22 to 140 million miles away, which means, do the math, it's seconds and seconds and seconds between transmissions. So it's not like they're going to joystick it in.
Right,
it's an AUV or whatever you call it.
Joystick.
It's all autonomous when you got to land on Mars.
Yeah,
just
that's for sure.
Plug in the Atari. Man.
So today was Saturday. I had a garage sale today, which is always exciting.
Oh yeah, what'd you get?
Well, I got a bunch of amateur radio stuff. That was I went out to a Dead Ham's place, and I got a bunch of his stuff. Which
you're looking for that musical equipment for me, aren't you? Drums and stuff, right?
Ooh, I forgot. Not that I didn't see anything though. Although I did see one.
Drums.
Oh, okay. Well, then good. No, I haven't seen any of that recently. What I did see, which I'm sure you'd have been interested in, I saw a Casio 33 key keyboard that they wanted $1 for. Used two AA batteries.
Not interested.
Okay.
Not rip off.
I know. I'm kidding you. I didn't. I rip off. Somebody else bought it in front of me, so you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But anyway, I got enough stuff, so I'll probably make some money. I got a ton of stuff on eBay that's supposed to expire here tomorrow night, and maybe I can get rich. I don't know.
Seriously.
And, you know, of course, Mrs. Jimmy has refused to bring anybody in the house. She says, well, we have to invite some people over, but we'll just have to leave them outside. Because I'm not having them come through and see, you know, what I consider to be computer heaven.
She is in. Big dummy. What are you doing?
That's right. That's exactly right. So anyway, it's gonna be a lot of fun, and no mail and no market on which will upset Ms. Jimmy too. No market on Monday. So what's been happening? The big news. Are we going to talk at all? Do we care about Hitlery or any of those people?
I don't right now.
Okay. I mean, that's.
Well, it looks like she's gone, right? You might.
I tell you, Jimmy, as you know, up through the last show, and I tell you, I'm a Yogi Berra guy. It ain't over. Till it's over. And, you know, of course, she came out with that comment.
What comment?
This was the one where she said, and Bobby Kennedy went into June, and then somebody shot him. And they're all over her because they said, you know, this was a veiled, the conspiracy theorists were saying this was a veiled invitation for people to take out Obama. And, you know, he's been under Secret Service. You know, he's the only presidential candidate ever this far in advance of the actual nominating process to have Secret Service protection,
right?
And they don't want a Bobby Kennedy. You know, nobody knows, but long about the time you were born, 68, I think it was, that Bobby Kennedy, you know, he'd been in the campaign for about a month, and he walks through starts to walk out of the someplace in L.A. or San Francisco or something, and some guy walks up and kills him,
Sirhan Sirhan,
and then. Jack Ruby killed him, right? Or was that? No, that. No, I'm
no,
sorry.
No, no,
no. That was. I'm sorry. I got the other Kennedy mixed up. Okay. Oh, which reminds me. Speaking of brain tumor, Kennedy.
Yeah.
I always knew he had a brain tumor. I could have told you that 20 years ago. I don't understand. I don't understand why it took him so long. The guy's
always ahead of the curve.
He's been a nut job.
Jimmy Doan.
Well, I mean, I tell you what happened was, I think that when he killed Mary Jo Kopechne. He might have stayed underwater a little too long and had some drain damage.
Mm. Drain damage.
And the tumor started then.
Right.
And this is
and then it became genetic after that.
And then it's so this is Mary Jo's revenge.
Right. Ooh. Right. Right. Ooh.
Ooh. Yeah.
Well, you know, he gets the best treatment, but she didn't.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. He's going to survive longer than she did. And,
oh my God!
Yeah.
I love
the part. You know, of course, we're talking about nuclear power now. Everybody's, you know, I'm going to talk a little bit about this, about the gas. crisis. I have decided to write
$4 a gallon here.
Yes,
$3.99.
It just crossed. No, it's $4.
I've been still paying $3.99.
Okay, well it crossed. Well, it's $3.99.9 in case you're interested.
Yeah.
That's about as close to four as you're going to get. No, it's all over town now. It's four to nickel.
That's unbelievable.
No, it's not. It's not at all. It is not at all. It is not a crisis. What gets me, I wanted to write to the media and have them excise the word crisis from their vocabulary. I've had it up to here. It's nothing that if it's not a crisis, and it doesn't, it is not. It's $4. And surprise, 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 there was an article in the New York Times and actually several papers. It was one of these little stupid, I could have written an article better than that, and about how people are starting to change their behavior because of the gas price. Well, duh! I mean, you know, and of course they're always complaining, well, how about the guy who has to drive 60 miles an hour, 60 miles to work and back every day? And I said, well, you know, you're an asshole for living that far from work. You know,
thank you very much.
Yeah, I mean,
Jack's got to drive an hour to get to work.
I drive about 50 minutes.
About 50 minutes.
I drive, yep, 50 minutes each way.
Is it an SUV?
Yeah, in fact, I just switched cars. I and the family switch around cars here, so yeah, I just got a.
So what are you driving up there?
Now I'm driving a
hybrid.
Yeah, right, a hybrid right here.
A hybrid bicycle?
It's part big-ass SUV, it's part big-ass truck. GMC Sierra four-door.
So let me get this straight. You drive, cruises. You have to drive.
You switched up.
You can hit an armadillo and not really feel it.
what I'm waiting for is the one where you hit a Hummer and don't feel it. No, the deal is that, or you get a Hummer or don't feel it.
This one's
no,
good.
No, here's the deal.
This one's good for the ladder. Nice big leather seat.
Okay, so here's the deal. So on your way up to Lake City,
yeah,
it's, you know, what is it, a 30, 40-minute drive, right?
And 45, 50 minutes.
45 or 50 minutes. Do you have to fill up on the way there?
One and a half times a week.
Okay, one and a half times. Oh, my God.
Holy
PSL is in.
PSL comes in the thong, baby.
All right.
Nice. Woo!
That's right. Eat your heart out, Gene.
Nice.
Hanger dogs, too bad. She's here,
thong,
she's not
in
there.
High heels, baby. And we got a chair for her. She might be a little afraid to come over here, though.
Yeah, no.
But we got a chair for her.
Make sure you cross your legs.
It's porn star Laura.
It's porn star Laura just came in. That's right.
In
Eat
the
your
room.
Heart out, boys. Okay.
All right.
Should we take a break?
We're gonna no. Yeah, exactly.
Well,
we're gonna try to squeeze a couple words.
The world's first shortest Jimmy Schiff. 14 minutes.
I mean, what can you say?
Okay. We just started.
I don't
have
that mic on right now because Curtis, you know, is where he's gonna call in.
Yeah, like it, she's a blabbermouth.
No, but I'll. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, she can always blab it out, and Jack will say something.
Yeah, exactly. So you're looking good. Looking good. Yeah, haven't seen you in a while. You've been doing all right. But yeah, good, good. She's doing okay. Great. Doing good.
I did like the Garfield thing. It says there's no gas shortage, of course, in the U.S. It's just there's oil in Alaska, California, coastal Florida, coastal Louisiana, Wyoming, Colorado, Kansas, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, and Texas. The problem is that nobody's checked the oil situation because all the dipsticks are in D.C.
Yeah, boy, and that's true, too. Well, I mean, you know, we could be, and I'm starting to believe, I'm starting to wonder if it's not a conspiracy, literally. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I'll tell you, they figured out that there's the amount of oil. Let me put it this way: we could solve our Saudi Arabian oil import by drilling the new North Slope of Alaska.
Right.
In other words, we only get, people don't realize this, we get the majority of our imported oil from Venezuela. From Hugo.
No, I thought it was Canada.
From Canada. You're right. I'm sorry, from Canada.
Woo!
And I think Hugo's second.
The Jack Road Show.
And it won't be long before Brazil, you know, in a couple of years, if they ever do that, they found enough oil to bury the entire planet.
I'm definitely an Adriatic oil supporter, believer. You know, like the earth just makes
what?
It all the time.
What are you smoking?
Oh, yeah,
over?
Really?
Yeah.
Well, except for the fact that it is interesting. It may make it all the time. Mm-hmm. The little problem is that we're apparently using it up faster than it's making it, because otherwise we'd be finding it.
Oh, come on.
Well, they've been back to like dry places and they'll fill back up again.
Well, wait a minute.
Pipe in our own country.
Understand that the dry wells that when they finish, certainly in for the first 50 years or 60 years of drilling for oil.
Right.
And they knew this going in,
mm-hmm.
that a dry well, they never pump more than about 25 or 30% of the oil out. And they knew that.
Right.
And the reason is the pressure dies. So that's why they start pumping salt water and everything else and steam. Some of the oil's too thick. And even now with enhanced recovery techniques, with the today's technology, I don't believe they're getting more than about 60% out at the most. And I think, I mean, so we know that it's there. And as we invent the new recovery techniques.
The nanobot carrying oil things.
Well, whatever. I mean, you know, the whole point is it'll work. And of course, this brings up so many other points about this. We're all over the map on this, on what we're talking about here.
Who, huh? Us? No.
Hillary going down. Right. And I'm still, as I say, it ain't over till it's over.
Obama.
Bobby Kennedy. Wait a minute now. Let me go back. Let me finish that off. Let me squeeze that off. I'm saying this, that, until the convention is actually over, we don't know if Hillary is going to be the candidate or not.
If she's actually out.
But I did find it interesting that it was a lot of the
Mrs.
quasi
Vice President.
The quasi. Oh no, no, everybody's ruled that out. But of course, in politics, as you know,
it ain't over till it's over.
No, well, not only that, in politics, if you think that computer cycle times are short, I mean, in politics, it was, as I said before, you can go from presidential timber. To timber to the bottom in 20 seconds if you have to be Howard Dean and do the scream and we're going to Washington kind of thing. So that is always a possibility. You can do the 20 seconds something or another and be literally from, you know, the darling to the nobody. And I've seen it happen on so many times you can't imagine.
Or the nobody to the darling.
A single photo. That doesn't happen very often. The
John McCain's a pretty good example.
No, he's been around forever. No,
yeah, he was out, but he was out of the race.
No, but I'm talking about 20 seconds. I'm talking about the Gary Hart photo.
Oops.
You know, when they caught him on the boat.
The Winky.
Yeah, with the Twinkie and, you know, and I mean, it was, and literally in one news cycle, it was, and this was before cable news or whatever. I mean, was, you know, and 24 hours he was out.
Before the internet.
So my point is that what I find interesting was that it's a lot of the Democrats that are saying that Hillary's comment was a veiled threat to death, which, of course, I've always maintained that nobody, you should never get within let me put it this way. There's an event horizon around the Clintons. and if you encroach on that event horizon, you die. Mm-hmm. That's just that simple. You do not want to approach that. It's interesting when you talk about black holes and event horizons. There's some things you could make up.
Ooh.
There. Yeah. Okay. I'm not even going to go there. I went there and came back.
Okay.
And so I escaped from
okay.
the. A lot of the Republicans say, you know, she made a mistake. I mean, who knew? Yada, yada, yada. So I think it's interesting. And
I have something, Eric, I'm going to email you that I'd like to put a link, surprise, surprise, I'd like to put a link to the, but it's a little 12 minute video on Obama, you know, just got sent around. So.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. So anyway, now we're back to energy again. And it's, it is interesting that
with gasoline, oil.
Well, the thing that there people are talking now, and they had a big thing I watched on PBS about nuclear energy the other day, and they mentioned they're talking about how bad it is because they have to store those uranium rods for, you know, on site for years and years and years, and it's 10,000 years or whatever before they
said rod.
It doesn't take much to set him off, does it? I tell you, here, have another toke. Okay. The point is that people don't trust, once again, they don't trust the market. I mean, if there's like a jillion of these rods sitting there in cooling tanks or whatever it is, and they say, well, you can't move them to Space Mountain or whatever it is in Utah.
But they make really cool glow-in-the-dark bracelets.
Iron Mountain.
Well, whatever it is, you know, down there where the War Games was done, right?
Right, right.
Okay. So anyway, if you can't
do
that. The Whopper, yeah.
Giant.
If you can't do that, then... And if you'll just let the market figure it out. And, you know, they're doing all this. One thing that they're doing a lot of these days is offering prizes. Have you seen the new one? There's a $50 million prize or something for man Mars landing?
That's the Google challenge.
Is that the Google challenge? Okay.
Hey, going back to the Whopper, did we talk about this on air that there's a new War Games coming out?
I don't think we talked about it.
Whoa!
I remember that. Yeah, but
you're kidding.
There's a.
This is not just a digitally remastered.
No.
It's a whole new movie.
Yeah, whole new movie. And there's a new. There's a new name for the Whopper, and I'm.
It was something like.
I saw this in an email, didn't we? Didn't we? We'll have to.
Yeah,
so let me ask you this: how is this different from Skynet?
What? Well.
I mean, if the. You know, Skynet did that.
Big Brother watching?
No, Skynet was the Terminator thing that killed all the world. Skynet, remember? Terminator, 1, 2, 3, whatever. Arnold. Arnold.
Arnold.
No, yeah, so I wonder if, what's his name, Brad?
No, Matthew Broderick.
Matthew Broderick, is he going to do at least a cameo?
I hope.
I mean, it would.
He's 55.
No, he's not.
55.
No, he's 45.
No, but 40. But he could at least do a cameo, you'd think.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd
maybe.
Be good.
And, Bort, have you seen Kelly recently?
Kelly?
No. Kelly? Oh, no, that one, sorry. That was in.
Kelly.
That was in Weird Science.
Kelly LeBrock.
I'm thinking of.
Woo, that's going back.
Who was
30 years?
Oh my God! Well, she porked up. She was on. No, she was on Stars Losing Fat or something. Have you? No, they have a thing on
Stars Sucking Fat.
And they have World
Cheetos
Biggest
Challenge.
Loser or something. Yeah, yeah, whatever. The Cheetos Challenge. Exactly right. Now, who is the girl in War Games? She's been in a couple of different movies.
No.
We are all over the place. Now, next.
All over the place. Surprise, surprise.
So we finished, anyway, I would say that if they offered a prize for how to, recycle, the nuclear uranium, whatever it is, it wouldn't take too long before some, you know, backyard chemist would have it all figured out. And the thing I look about is so funny. We've had nuclear, power for about 60 years and, uranium's been around longer than that, and they're talking about the problem is that this stuff's got a lifespan of 10,000 years. And I mean, it is the arrogance of people to think that we're going to exist as we do today for 10,000, for even 100 years, much less 10,000. I mean, either we're going to be nanobot people or not going to be here.
Who thought we were going to be around for 10,000 years?
That's the whole point is that obviously they do because they're panic stricken.
Stupid.
They're panic stricken that we have to store these things and that there will be radiation and that humans 10,000 years from now will have a problem with this radiation. And of course, it's bullshit because we as humans won't be here. I mean, there's no way.
No way.
It can't happen. I mean, I would give us,
be
as,
human,
we,
humanoids,
as we are today,
it'll
as
be
we are today, I'd give us maybe 100 years tops.
Oh,
so I
no,
would,
no, no.
No, no, as we are today, I'm talking about.
As we are today?
Yeah, either we'll be taken over with...
You mean humanoids? You
no,
mean,
no, 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 no. Like as we are primarily biological creatures.
Robotic legs. And
well, all that. All of that, number one, or we'll blow ourselves up and not be here anymore. Which case, you know, then who cares? Then the lions will give a shit. But
did he say?
wow. So
well,
anyway,
no, I give us a couple hundred years, but certainly 10,000 years, we're gonna be humanoid, big time.
Well, you think? I think you're dreaming. And let's make a bet.
Well,
okay.
Let me put it this way. First of all, I'll definitely weigh in on this bet. We have. I'm looking at it this way. We have at least a couple million years of
it's like it's, I thought you were playing Pong over there.
No. We have a couple let's just take it for a couple 100,000 years of humans looking like humans, okay? And so there's a desire for us to see us as humans.
Right.
I mean, in other words, so it's genetically built in. So
right.
What I'm guessing is that we'll use technology to continue to look like humans, even
right.
though we might have a lot of enhanced things. In other words, we might genetically engineer ourselves maybe to have, you know, a little bit stronger, live a lot longer, obviously.
Fake tits. Right.
But I mean, the thing is that, if you think that the sexual attraction is going to be there, if you see some six-legged thing. Yeah. And
that's
so,
all that matters. No, that's all that matters. And the simple fact is that what's going to happen, though,
mm-hmm.
is that that'll all be...
There'll be
mind.
A lot of sexy people here in about. Oh yeah, you're right. All virtual. I don't think so.
No. What I mean, I don't mean total.
You still gotta get wet.
No. Listen to me. What I'm saying is, once you have the holodeck,
uh-huh.
it's all over.
The
human
holo.
Race expires. If you think for 2 seconds. If you think for 2 seconds that people wouldn't go in there and they would be like crack.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean,
there's
honest
no
to God, it would be, they would never come out.
No, I understand
I mean,
that.
they would come out, you know, shredded, a mere wisp of their former selves.
Right.
So that's where that's headed.
They would holodeck themselves to death.
No, there's no question about
yeah.
it. So the...
By the way, if anybody does want to write into the Jimmy Doan Show, we have a Jimmy Jabber blog on there that you
can
post
right.
to. Because some of the questions that have come in are really good.
I'm actually going to have to break down and start writing for that thing.
I thought we were going to start doing a question of that to call in, too. Or no?
You were.
Yeah.
That was on the Jack Rhodes website, I think.
Oh, okay, that's right. Jack Rhodes. JackRhodes.com?
Whatever.
All right. I got a good webmaster. Lots of links.
So anyway, so we're talking about the nuclear whatever it is and the gas crisis, of which there is none.
Well, they've spent a tremendous amount of money on Yucca Mountain or
There's no crisis.
I want to hear. Okay, I'm here to announce that there is no gas crisis. $4 gas. I got newsflash for you. $4 gas is cheap gas.
You'll take it. I'll take it
all day long.
I'll take it.
I mean, I was spending $4 on gasoline 30 years ago in Sweden.
Mm-hmm.
So. Don't tell
me. That's for real dollars, not for American dollars.
Well, they were, yeah, that's right.
In Sweden, yeah.
They were Swedish kroners.
Right.
So, yeah. Kroner, I don't
know. So, no gas crisis. Write us if you discreet. Go ahead, next topic.
Yeah, that's it. So, next topic. Okay, good. And so, it's funny because they have these articles about people changing their behavior, starting to use more mass transit, making lists before they go to the market.
And I'm going like,
golly, really? Gosh, you gotta be. Did you see, by the way, speaking of motorcycles, that the Honda, whatever it is, has sold 60 million of their motorcycles.
Really?
Of one particular kind
CBR
of motorcycle.
CBR or something?
No, it's the
Crotch Rocket?
No, it's something like that. It's like 2 or 3 horsepower. They sold 60 million. They stopped selling it, and this is called the Passport or something.
Two or three horsepower.
Just because it gets great gas mileage?
Oh, okay.
Well, it's because they're indestructible. It came out in the 50s or 60s. They had a big thing on the TV or on a video or something, and they basically. It was the first one that was 4-cylinder. It gets like 150 miles a gallon. It weighs 60 pounds, but it carries like 250 pounds, without breaking down.
And it starts
like the lawnmower. I mean, first time, every time. Honest to God. And can you imagine 60 million they've sold? Well, that is phenomenal. So anyway.
Well, it's just as phenomenal. They built like 13,000 B-29s for World War II.
My God, and there's 4 left?
Yeah.
what a tragedy.
I know. It's horrible.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
The hangar dogs will start crying.
Yeah, boy. Well, they've had a bunch of stuff on Channel 47 here. History Channel, I guess. They've been talking about the B-25s and so forth. And there's like 4 of them flying, and they got some old geezers up there to, you know, take the thing up. And I thought, God, you know, they could have saved a bunch of those. No, wouldn't want to do that. Your government at work. Throw those tax dollars in the pond. Next thing, we can talk about one of two things. Either the China Miramar, the weather disasters.
Nah.
Okay. How about the polygamists? Did you see the ruling?
Oh, yeah.
We might want to ask Counselor Curtis about this.
Yes, we'll save that one.
Yeah. Huh?
They reversed the ruling. They said it was illegal now for them to have taken the children.
Right. Well, you'll notice, of course, that they're not going to bother to return the children for a while anyway. Even though it's been illegal, they're still going to keep them in foster homes until some appeals process goes through. So, but I mean, it was like a superior court. It was like a major court. It was like a federal court or Texas Superior or Supreme Court or something that ruled. I mean, this was not your local county hack judge. This was a fairly significant.
It wasn't Boss Hogg, you're saying?
No, it wasn't. Okay. Of course, in Texas, you never know. They have a little bit different take on justice out there in Texas. I mean, the way they get elected and so forth. You know, this is isn't that where Law West of the Pecos or something like that? Judge Roy Bean, wasn't he from out there in that neck of the woods or something?
Not sure. Lost you there, Jimmy.
Judge Roy Bean, you got to be kidding me. Famous, you know, Lily Langtree, the whole deal. Paul Newman, come on.
No. I like a bean burrito, though. Bean burritos are good.
Not in this room.
Yeah.
You know, unless you have a little Pino to go with it.
You know, actually, there was one thing I wanted to add. I got this from a buddy of mine.
Ain't nothing little about my Pino, buddy.
There's a guy who works at this thing. Apparently, in Butler, Missouri, there's Max Motors. And they advertise guns or gas.
And
you get a free handgun or gas card with every purchase of one of their cars.
Nice. We'll put a link to that.
I tell you, you could make a free hand job. You want to sell cars?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, that would be just without a doubt
Jimmy's hand job.
The problem is that it'd probably be illegal.
You think?
Well, no. Even if it was free, quote unquote.
I've always said, of course, one of the things that, and I've corrected people about this, I always tell people it's at no extra charge.
Right.
There's no such thing as free. Nothing is free.
Right.
It's at no extra charge. And yeah, well, I mean, you know, they have a deal here. If you stand out of what's here, especially at the University of Florida we've got some babes here on the campus.
Just a few.
And when they do the car washes, the girls dress up like in bikinis, but they hold the signs up in a way.
Mm-hmm.
The sign is just big enough so that you think that she might be naked.
Right. And, so, it pulls them in.
Hey, boy, it does, too. It pulls them in. Yeah, no question about it. It pulls them in. Okay. I sent you the link. Did you see the link on the itty-bitty minigun?
No, I never got the link. I just got a little thing today that said about it.
If you saw a picture of it, it's unbelievable. Somebody sent me a picture. Literally, this thing is, I'm trying to
2.2 inches long.
Yeah, 2.2 inches long. And it uses its own special ammo. It looks exactly like a real gun. They're handmade. What do they run? 16,000 a piece or something like that?
It's made in Switzerland, right?
Right. It's made by Swiss watchmakers.
Right.
But what got me about this, the Swiss gunsmith Swiss minigun was developed a tiny revolver that's so small, it's banned in the United States.
What?
Yes. I mean, no, it really gets me. They ban, I did not realize this. You know, it's one thing to ban bazookas.
The land of the free.
And bazookas and 47 clip Tommy guns and high velocity, uranium depleted bullets and stuff like that. But that's the big stuff.
Right.
You know, you can't have your own private tank.
Right.
Or something like loaded.
Right.
And here's a gun, literally, that is 2 inches, like you say.
Less than 2 inches.
Less than 2.2 inches. Less than 2.2 inches. But it has all the features of a full-size gun, according to the company. Anyway, I saw there's
it. It made the Guinness Book of World Records.
Well, and you can get a little mini holster for it and everything. Right. Every one of them's custom-made. I mean, it's the kind of thing you'd expect from Switzerland, from a Swiss watchmaker. I mean, these things are mind-bogglingly, and they fire. They're perfect. The whole deal. And they're banned in this country. Can you imagine? I mean, can you imagine?
But available for sale on JimmyDone.com.
They certainly will be.
Nice.
No, I'm just stunned that the people, they're so paranoid in this country. The leaders, and they should be, actually, because they're idiots. But they're panic-stricken, I think, more than anything, that they're going to get shot. Which, after all, is why we were supposed to have guns.
In the first place.
In the first place. That was why the Second Amendment was there, was so we could shoot the government people in case they got out of hand.
Right.
Yeah.
And
they've done a good job
Well, you know, you do understand that the number one job of any government, no matter what, and this is covered.
Self-preservation.
Self-preservation from day one.
Mm-hmm.
The first laws you ever pass, if you come in and take over a country or you have a revolution, the first laws you pass are, thou shalt not do anything against us now. Mm-hmm. We're here. And now we're the legitimate government, and if you try and unlegitimize it, we're going to kill you.
Right.
So that's the first. That's from.
So any of you homos
from,
messing with my stuff?
The 1500s in The Prince by Machiavelli, and he talks about how you do that. And very good book, by the way. A good read. A good solid read for a 400-year-old book. Okay. It's a 500-year-old book. Okay.
We got enough time for another topic, and then we're going to
let me just go down the list here real quick. Maybe we should wait for Curtis on this one, because the European court has agreed to hear chimps' plea for human rights, which I think is kind of interesting. How does a chimp plea for human rights?
As Curtis says, he's seen dogs testify in court.
Well, yeah.
Hey, speaking of, how about that parrot? You see that set its own address.
When Yusuke the parrot flew out of his cage and got lost, he did exactly what he'd been taught: recite his name and address to a stranger willing to help.
Nice,
the African
baby.
Gray, of course, one of my favorite birds. The best part was he kept mum when the cops were around.
I love that part. No, you know, let me tell you something. That is the best. Well, we're talking before about the whether we're not going to have any humans on this planet.
Right.
The parrots will take over.
Oh yeah.
I mean, that'd be so cool. Can you imagine as the parrot evolution
people.
Of the parrots, 10 million, 20 million years from now.
Right.
And they say, well, when the humans eliminated themselves, we we're digging up human artifact shit to find out what they did and so forth. But, we kind of blew them out of the water, and they'll be the new life form.
The parrot people.
The parrot people, hell yeah. That'd be so much fun.
But Yosuke apparently wasn't keen on opening up to police officials.
I love that. you could tell.
He opened up to the veterinarian.
I bet he did.
Dr. Bird Confidentiality.
Polly don't want to crack.
Dr. Parrot Confidentiality. I love that. Oh my God, that is priceless. I mean, and the guy got it back and everything.
Oh yeah.
I mean, how far away was it? It was like hundreds of miles or something? Don't know. Okay. Anyway, let me put it this way. The parrot was gone. Apparently the parrot did not know its way home.
Right.
Which is interesting. In other words, this parrot was not part homing pigeon.
No, I guess not.
So, could have asked a homing pigeon.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, but the homing pigeon couldn't talk back.
Right.
So there's the problem. The last thing I've got is in Canton, Ohio, they've proposed jail time if you don't mow your grass. Yeah, for residents tired of that overgrown lawn that lots
right
resembles a mini
Jim
jungle next door,
like,
the city wants to help by putting high grass violators, and this is the regular green grass, because you go to jail for the other kind of grass anyway, right. even if it's
yeah,
short.
Yeah, but remember, we've seen the same thing in Atlanta. I remember when they had all the, you went to jail if you watered your grass. Remember,
right.
The water shortages, so same
right.
thing.
And, but, I mean, can you imagine putting somebody
in
jail?
And we talked about it at the time. I guarantee if you go back and play them back, I know we mentioned at the time, where do you go from here? If it's against the law now to water your grass, you know, we said, well, it's going to be against the law to not water your grass.
It is jail time for not cutting your grass.
Always ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
We'll pull.
Yeah, we'll link that. Right. Okay. Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you
we'll
so much.
We'll do the research. Find that.
4-3 misdemeanor, punishable by a fine up to $250 and 30 days in jail.
That sounds fair to me.
30 days
fair.
In jail.
No,
I'm sorry. What was
fair.
Your offense? And I'm here. You are in a rape room. You know, while they're here, you are
right.
here. You didn't cut your lawn, and you know, and these guys are all, you know, flipping coins to see if they could put something up your butt. Your offense was your child molester. No, I didn't cut my grass.
Yeah.
No, you got a pretty
yes,
mouth,
it, yes, it
boy.
Was. No. That might be a great defense. They'll think you're crazy.
That's true. Well, I like the part in with the
Eddie Murphy.
No, not Eddie Murphy, but the one where the guy drilled the hole in the wall and come out through the sewer. What was that one where they threatened him with? They said, you know, we're gonna put this in your mouth, and he said, you know, I don't care. I will bite it off, you know, kind of thing. Oh, come on.
We'll figure this one out.
Yeah, I'll figure it out. But it's a very, if they show the movie all the time and the guy's famous and the movie's famous and it's a classic and I love the ending.
I know which one you're talking about now.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Okay. Oh, that movie.
Yeah, that movie.
The famous guy.
People.
Right, yeah.
No, let me tell you, it's a famous actor.
They show it all the time.
No, it's a famous actor.
I know it.
And it's about a guy escaping from jail.
Absolutely.
Escaping from Alcatraz.
No, it wasn't Alcatraz.
The Rock.
I will remember.
Shawshank Redemption.
That's it. Shawshank Redemption. Exactly
nice.
Right.
Thank you, porn star Laura.
Oh, my God.
We knew she was good for something besides the looks.
Saves the day.
She did.
Seriously.
So.
Give the girl a mic, will you?
We're going to do it in just a second.
Let's give the girl a banana.
We'll take a break. By the way, I just YouTube porn star Laura screaming to the front. Unbelievable. You got to check it out. She's got new links up there. YouTube porn star Laura. Jimmy Doan Show. We'll be back in a little bit on the Jimmy Doan Show. I'm on fire. You can't touch me.
Master plan. So who rocks a house like no one can? Who brings it in right on demand? Who blows it out under command? I do, I'm on fire. You can't touch me, no. Try it, gonna get my mouth shut. I'm on fire. You can't touch me, no. So don't you try it, or don't you try it. For my pleasure is strictly business. Or you don't wanna, but gonna hear this. Yeah. So who rocks a house like no one can? Who pumps it up right on demand? Who throws it down under command? I do, I'm on fire. You can't touch me, no. Try it, gonna get my phone show. I'm on fire, you can't touch me, no. So don't you try it, why don't you try it? I'm on fire, you can't touch me, no. Try it. Don't you try it, don't you try it, don't you try it.
Hey, this is DJ Laura. You've just finished listening to part one of the May 24th Jimmy Doan Show. To get part two, go to jimmydoan.com, iTunes, or your favorite podcast directory.